Dominic is already out of the kingdom, Wave Thunder continued. Hausman is pretty much anchored to his foundry right now, which, I might point out, is the next best thing to 1,100 miles from where we happen to be sitting at the moment, in case it slipped your mind. And Father Jean is about as close to a hermit as someone living in the middle of Telisburg gets. So when you leave the kingdom, that will leave the Emperor or Empress with direct access to only me and Rogier here in the capital. Rogier isn't a member of the council at all, yet at least. And to be brutally frank, I don't have the amount of influence with Regis that you do. He and I are friends and colleagues, and he trusts my judgment in a lot of specific areas. But I don't begin to have the status you have with him, or with the rest of the council, for that matter. If they head off in some wrong direction, I'm not going to be able to rein them in the way you could. Agreed.
Stainer nodded, and his eyes darkened for a moment. Wave Thunder was entirely correct about his own influence with Sir Regis Yowance, the Earl of Grey Harbor, and First Counselor of the Kingdom of Old Karras. The two of them had known one another almost literally since boyhood, and they trusted one another implicitly. Yet that wasn't the only reason why Grey Harbor trusted Archbishop Michael Stainair's judgment so deeply.
Just as it isn't the only reason I haven't even considered suggesting Regis be added to the inner circle, he thought, with more than a trace of sorrow, then grimaced at his own perversity. It's really pretty stupid for an archbishop to regret the depth of a kingdom's first counselor's personal faith, he told himself severely.
Perhaps it was, yet he did regret it in some ways, and he was too self-honest to deny it, especially in the privacy of his own thoughts. Like every other living Safeholdian, Grey Harbor had been brought up in the Church of God Awaiting, and despite his burning hatred for the Group of Four and the other men who had corrupted the church, his faith ran deep. It was an absolutely essential part of who he was, of what made him such a strong and honorable man. And it was the reason Sir Regis Yowance could never be told the truth about the Archangel Langhorn and the entire perverted lie upon which Langhorn's church rested. It would destroy him. Or perhaps it wouldn't. He was a strong man, and his faith was powerful. He might weather the storm, but Stainer was certain the struggle would be a terrible one, one which would, at the very least, thrust him into an agonizing crisis of conscience that would paralyze the strong, confident decisiveness which was so much a part of him, the very things which had made him so very outstanding in his present position. Personally, Stainer would have breathed a deep, heartfelt prayer of gratitude if all it cost them was the most effective First Counselor to have served the Kingdom of Karras in at least two generations. Perhaps that was short-sighted of him as an archbishop, but he'd been a priest long before he was a bishop, and he prayed nightly that he would never become more concerned with matters of state than with individual souls. Yet the priest in him was dreadfully afraid that a First Counselor would not be all it cost them, and in that fact lay a microcosm of Michael Stainair's true quandary as a man of God. There was no question in Stainair's mind that God had to recognize the strength and passion of the faith of a man like Regis Yowance, however that faith had been distorted by the very people who'd been charged with nurturing his soul. As Stainer himself had once told Merlin Athrawis, God might demand much from some of his servants, but whatever else he might be, he wasn't stupid. He would never condemn a man like Regis for believing as he had been taught to believe. Yet when and how did Stainer and the others like him, who knew the truth, proclaim that truth? That day must eventually come. Ultimately, faith could not be based upon a deliberate lie, and those who knew the lie had been told must expose it. But how, when, and at what cost to those who had been reared to believe the lie? Despite his own faith, Michael Stainer never doubted for a moment that when the truth was told, there would be many who decided God himself must be a lie as well. He dreaded that moment, dreaded the possible cost to all of those souls, yet he knew it must be done anyway. Just as he knew that the religious conflict which that schism would bring to life would, in many ways, dwarf the present one. Which was why they first had to destroy the Group of Four and break the Church of God awaiting stranglehold on all of Safehold. Which in turn brought him back to the problem of his own impending departure and the hole that would leave in the Council. "To tell the absolute truth, Benjamin, I'm not really that worried about Regis," he said. "It's not as if you and I have had to spend all of our time steering him into doing the things we know Caleb and Charlian want done, after all. I mean, he's already doing them, and God knows he's demonstrated often enough how competent he actually is. Besides, there are practical limits to the amount of steering we could do. Unless you want to stand up in the middle of the next council meeting and announce that you hear voices?"
"Not likely," Wave Thunder snorted.
"Well, there it is then, when you come down to it," Stainer shrugged again. "Regis isn't the sort to go charging off in some idiosyncratic direction without at least discussing it with the rest of the council first. When that happens, if you think, based on something you know that he doesn't, that he's about to make a mistake, you're just going to have to do the best you can. I wouldn't push it too hard if I were you until you've had a chance to discuss it directly with Caleb and Charlian, in any case. It may well be that if we all put our heads together, we can come up with some way to restrain his enthusiasm, let's say. And, knowing Regis, even if we can't find a way to do that, he's hardly likely to do anything stupid or risky enough to create a genuine danger.